Local or shipped long distances, organic or conventional, fresh fruits and vegetables are packed with vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients our bodies need. Farmers' decisions can affect how healthy our food is, but Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer says it's hard to determine the precise impact.
We've all heard that certain foods are higher in particular vitamins or minerals. Oranges are rich in vitamin C, for example. But are all oranges equally high in the scurvy-fighting vitamin?
There's going to be slight differences in the amount of vitamin C by the cultivar, the type of fruit that it is, where it's grown, how long it's been on the store shelf.
That's Iowa State University food science and human nutrition professor Ruth McDonald. She says the differences might even be significant. But that's not what nutritionists typically focus on.
We don't worry too much about that because it's really what you eat on a weekly basis that really makes the most impact, not one single nutrient in one piece of fruit at a time.
Also, she says it's really hard to make comparisons because there are so many variables on a farm. And there's not a lot of research money available to study nutritional variation among, say, oranges. Still, North Carolina State University's Chris Gunter, an extension horticulture specialist, says farmers and plant breeders can consider specific qualities of, say, a tomato variety.
They usually check for acidity, sugar content, soluble solids. Lycopene may be one.
Lycopene is an antioxidant that gives tomatoes their red color and is thought to have health benefits. But Gunter says neither farmers nor consumers are picking a tomato based on one thing.
People are very interested in, you know, does the whole fruit, consumption of this fruit impact my health as a consumer?
And he says farmers are considering that as they choose seeds. They pick varieties they expect will grow well in their soil with their climate conditions and their preferred fertilizers or pesticides, and they consider what their customers like, maybe a soft or a bright red or a juicy tomato.
It was more green in here, but Vicky got mad at that tomato.
It's a balance Jeff Hafner strives to achieve. He and his family run Early Morning Harvest, a diverse farm in Panora, Iowa. With produce, he adheres to one guiding principle.
If you don't think it looks right, throw it out. Chickens will eat it.
And those vegetables in the chickens' diet will contribute nutrients to the eggs they lay. Hafner says every aspect of the farm nurtures another.
The more nutrients in the system, the healthier the system's going to be, the healthier the products are going to be, and the more nutrient-dense the products are going to be.
His produce grows in an aquaponics greenhouse. Tanks of tilapia create water rich with beneficial bacteria. That circulates through produce crops, giving kale, lettuce, tomatoes, and cucumbers nutrients they need. It's a process he's had to learn and troubleshoot.
My first crop of lettuce in aquaponics was white because it was built around nitrogen. As the system matured, the crops were healthier.
He tests flours milled from his grain for protein content. But in general, his approach is to be transparent about how the food is grown and let consumers decide whether it meets their needs. The eggs, for example, tend to have dark yolks, which he says reflects the hen's varied and nutrient-rich diet. He doesn't know whether that makes the eggs healthier for people, but it's a reason customers come back.
That's one, and then just the farm fresh egg, it's usually the taste also.
Iowa State's Ruth McDonald says as important as farming practices can be, they're not the most efficient way to increase a food's healthfulness.
It's easier to add the nutrients to the food after the fact, and it's more consistent and it's more bioavailable.
That's why flour and milk are enriched or fortified with vitamins. But that doesn't mean you should skip the fruits and veggies. Just eat a variety. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Support for Harvest Public Media comes from this station and from the Center for Great Plains Studies at the University of Nebraska, host of April's Conservation and Tourism Conference, Plain Safaris in Kearney, Nebraska. Learn how tourism can save our natural environment and help communities grow. More at go.unl.edu/tourism.